到晚上还有布道，我不感觉累，你们也不要感觉累。
So I've been preaching since this morning until now, and there's still evangelical service tonight. So I'm not tired, so you shouldn't be tired either.
我年纪比你们大，我81岁了。
I'm older than you. I'm 81 years old.
你如果讲累，不好意思啊。
And if you say you're tired, you should be a little ashamed of yourself.
好，默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们做一堂主祷告会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll start our prayer session.
那祷告前，我们先看一段圣经。
And before we pray, let us read a section of the Bible.
约翰福音第十一章。
Let us look at John chapter 11.
十一章的41节。
Chapter 11, verse 41.
约翰福音十一章41节。
John chapter 11, verse 41.
他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我啊。”这里记载耶稣的朋友拉撒路已经死掉了。
And here it is recording where Lazarus, Jesus's friend, has already passed away.
拉撒路姐姐对耶稣说：“我弟弟死去已经四天了，差不多发臭了。
”And then Lazarus's sisters said to Jesus that he has already been dead 4 days. He has already begin to steep.
耶稣叫他们把他带去看。拉撒勒墓。
And so Jesus said to bring him to the tomb of Lazarus.
然后耶稣吩咐把那个墓口的石头挪开。
And then Jesus told him to take away the stone.
然后耶稣就抬头望天。
And then Jesus lifted up his eyes.
说：“父啊，我感谢你已经听我。
”And he said, "Father, I thank that you have already."
耶稣这个祷告是怎么样祷告的呢？
And what kind of prayer is this that Jesus makes here?
抬头看天说：“神啊，我感谢你。”
He lifted up his eyes towards the heavens and he said, "Father, I thank you."
他没有低头看坟墓。
He did not keep his eyes aimed at the tomb.
坟墓里面那个是死去数天的拉撒路。
Inside the tomb, it is only Lazarus who is already dead.
他姐姐说已经发臭了。
His sisters already said that he had begun to stink.
他不是低头看尸体，他就抬头看天上神。
And so he did not look down at the corpse. Instead, he lifted his eyes up to heaven.
一开头就说：“我感谢你已经听我。”
And the first thing he said was that, "Father, I thank you that you have already heard me."
他这么讲说，那个尸体还在坟墓里面。
And at the time, the corpse was still in the tomb.
没有生命迹象。
There's no signs of life.
但是他说感谢神，你已经听我。
But he said, "Thank you that you have already heard me."
然后叫他说你出来。
And then he told Lazarus to come out.
拉撒勒出来。
And Lazarus came forth.
这个就是信心。
And this is faith.
我们常常讲大概有信心呢。
We often say when we pray, we must have faith.
要信什么呢？
And what should we have faith in?
信神的全能。
We should have faith in the almighty hand of God.
神想做没有一样做不到。
Whatever God wants to do, there's nothing he cannot do.
所以我们不要看我们所遇到的困难。
And so we should not look at these difficulties.
我们要抬头看神。
We must lift our eyes towards God.
如果低头看你所遭遇的困难，你就害怕。
If we look down and we look at the things, the difficulties that we are facing,
你就感觉绝望了。
We will be afraid and we will be filled with
despair. 如果你抬头看神，你信心就出来了。
But if you look up towards God, then your faith will come out.
所以耶稣他没有低头看尸体，他就抬头看天上神。
And so Jesus did not keep his eyes low, aimed at the corpse. Instead,
而且他说：“我感谢你已经听我。”
He lifted up his eyes towards heaven and he said that, "I think that you have already heard me."
神迹就出现了。
And then the miracle happens.
所以我们每一次遇到困难、危险，你要抬头看神，不要看你所遇到的困难跟危险。
And so whenever we run into difficulties, we should not look at the problems. Instead, we must lift up our eyes towards Jesus.
以利亚也有这个信心呢。
And Elijah also had the same faith.
我们跟列王上卷书八章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 8.
列王上卷书八章。
Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 18,
41节
verse 41.
列王上卷书八章41节
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 8, 18, verse 41.
以利亚对亚哈说：“你现在可以上去出乎，因为有多雨的响声了。”这以色列三年半没有下雨。
In the land of Israel, it had not rained for 3.5 years.
以利亚就对亚哈说：“你赶快逃去，赶快去出乎。”因为已经有多雨的响声。
And Elijah told Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain."
这时候，以利亚还没有开始祷告。
At this time, Elijah had yet to pray.
没有云，怎么有下雨的声音呢？
There is no cloud. How is there the sound of rain?
但以利亚对王说，已经有多雨响声了。
But Elijah told the king that there is already the sound of abundance of
rain. 这个告诉我们，一个有信心的人能听见别人没有听见的声音。
And this tells us that a person who has faith is able to hear things that one who does not have faith is unable to hear.
他说有对响声，不是骗他的，是真的，他听得有这个声音。
And there's, when he said that there's the sound of abundance of rain,He is not lying to the king. He truly heard it.
还没有祷告就说我听见多雨响声啊。
Before he even prayed, he already heard the sound of abundance of rain.
所以一个有信心人没有祷告以前已经有这个信心。
And so a person who has faith, before he prays, he already has this faith.
所以耶稣一开头就说神啊，我感谢你，你已经听我，已经听我。
And so the first thing that Jesus said in his prayer was that I thank you that you have already heard me.
再看列王上卷十八章的四十二节。
And then let us look at 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 42.
亚哈上去吃
18 verse 42.
就上去吃喝，以利亚上了加密山顶，栖身在地，将脸覆在两膝之中。四十三节
verses 43.
对仆人说：“你上去向海观看。”仆人就上去观看，说：“没有什么。”他说：“你再去观看，如主有七次啊。”这里说以利亚开始祷告。
And here it says that Elijah has started to pray.
祷告一次而已的。
And he prayed once.
就让仆人说：“你去看海。
”And he told his servant to go look out at the ocean.
仆人回来说什么都没有看到。
And then his servant came back and said that there's nothing.
但以利亚没有说：“我再祷告看看。
”But Elijah he prayed again.
他说：“你再去看。
”Or he didn't say, "Let me pray first."
他祷告一次而已的。
He only prayed once so far.
然后每次看回来都说什么都没有。
And then every time he came back, he said there's nothing.
到了第六次。
And then the sixth time.
仆人说什么都没有啊。
The sixth time, the servant still says there's nothing
out there. 一连看六次海边什么都没有。
And then six times, there's nothing over the ocean.
但是以利亚并没有说我再祷告看看。
And Elijah didn't say that, oh, let me pray again and see what
happens. 他最后祷告一次就相信神听他祷告啊。
He just believed that God would hear his prayer.
然后第七日仆人回来说我看见一小片云像手掌那么大在海那边。
And then finally, the seventh time, his servant came back and said that there's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out.
以利亚就肯定神已经听我祷告。
And so Elijah said that, knew in his heart that God already heard his prayer.
对王说
And he told the king,
"He
said, 'Hurry up and go.'
因为要下大雨了
because it's about to rain really hard."
这个告诉我们，一个有信心能够看见没别人看不到的东西。
And this tells us that a person who has faith is able to see things that others are unable to see.
仆人所看见是一小片云。
The servant can see a small cloud.
以利亚说看见说一大片一大片云。
Elijah saw a huge cloud.
因为一小片会扩大成大云大大片云呢。
Because the small cloud will accumulate and become a large cloud.
所以他说赶快王对王说赶快逃要下大雨了。
And so he told the king to go up before the rain stops.
真的小云扩大成了大云。
And then truly this small cloud became a large cloud.
就黑天暗地。
And then the sky became black.
然后下大雨。
And then there was heavy rain.
啊，以利亚没有祷告之前。
And before Elijah prayed.
就已经有这个信心。
He already had this faith.
所以对王说有大多雨响声了。
And so he told the king that there is a sound of abundance of rain.
祷告一次而已。
He only prayed once.
就相信神已经听他。
But he believed that God already heard his prayer.
所以仆人六处都什么都没有看到，他还没也没有说我再祷告一次看看，一次就够了。
And then he did not keep saying that. He wanted to pray again. He just told him to go.
第七次仆人看一小片云。
And then the seventh time, he just saw a small cloud.
但以利亚知道小片云会变成一大片云。
But Elijah knew that this small cloud would become a great cloud.
结果真的下大雨。
And then it truly did rain.
啊，以利亚这个祷告就有这样的坚强的信心。
And Elijah's prayer had this strong faith behind it.
一点都不怀疑。
There is no doubt.
所以三年半啊，没有下雨，果然下大雨。
And so after 3.5 years of drought, it finally rained.
我们今天要向神祷告，也要这样的信心。
And today, when we are praying to God, we must have the same faith.
还没有祷告就相信神一定会听我祷告。
Before we even pray, we must have the faith that God will listen to our prayers.
啊，有的人求圣灵求几年都没有得到。
And there are some people who pray for the Holy Spirit. They pray for many years and they do not receive.
每次灵会来前面祷告，接着按手都没有功效。
Every year they come. during special convocation to the front to pray, but there is no effect.
那每次来前面祷告的时候，他都想起我已经好几年没有得到了。
And then every time they come forward to pray, they think, I've been here so many years and I have not received the Holy Spirit yet.
所以主会得到吗？
Will I really receive it this time?
大概也不会了。
I probably won't.
因为他把过去失败经验记太清楚。
Because he remembers too clearly the failures of the past.
所以把过去经验当作今天也一样不会求到圣灵。
And then so he uses these failures of the past to say that today I will still not receive the Holy Spirit. And then so they truly do not receive the Holy Spirit that day. And then he'll say, I already knew it.
真的没有得到。
And then so he believes that he will not receive it, and he truly does not.
因为他猜得对,
很高兴。 And then because he guesses correctly, he's very happy.
没有说因为得不到就伤心。
He is not sad that he did not receive the Holy Spirit.
每次祷告都是最初大概不会。
Every time he prays, he thinks, oh, I probably still won't receive the Holy Spirit. He remembers too clearly his failures of the past. How is this going to be an effective prayer? It is like a battle between two sides. Before you even begin the battle, you say, I'm going to lose this battle. And then if you do not have weapons, how can you fight?
打仗要相信我一定打赢。
If you are in a battle, you must believe that I will win.
我们祷告也是要相信我一定会得到神，我所求的一定会得到。
In our prayers, we must be the same, that I must believe that I will receive what I have asked.
用这个信心来祷告。
And using this faith in our prayer, we can have an effective prayer. And so not, we should not remember too clearly not receiving it in the past. The past is past already. Today is a new beginning.
看以利米哀歌,
Let us look at the Book of Lamentations.
以利米哀歌,
Book of Lamentations,
第三章,
Chapter 3.
第三章23节
Chapter 3, verse 23
以利米哀歌3章23节
Lamentation chapter 3, verse 23
每早晨这都是新的这里谈到每早晨都是新的
And here it says that they are new every morning
然后说你的成熟极其广大
And it says, great is your faithfulness.
神是信实的神,
and God is a faithful God.
神当然要拯救以色列人真的会这么做。
And God, he promised to save the Israelites, and he truly did.
虽然过去神没有拯救他,
and then for many years, he did not save them.
但每天早晨祷告时候都说这个是新的。
But then here he says that they are new every morning.
昨天神没有拯救。
Yesterday, God did not take me out.
昨天神没有听到祷告。
Yesterday, God did not hear my prayer.
但今天是一个新的开始,
but today is a new beginning.
每天都是新的开始,
every day is a new beginning.
不要把过去失败记太清楚,
we should not remember the failures of the past. Every day is new.
啊, 每一处都有新的希望,
every time has a new hope.
这样祷告才有力量,
only in this way can our,
这样才会发生功效,
can our prayer have power and can it be an effective prayer.
所以我们要告诉助理今天是新的,
so we must tell ourselves today is a new day.
昨天祷告没有得到不等于今天也得不到啊。
If yesterday I prayed and I did not receive the Holy Spirit, that does not mean today I will not, because every day is a new beginning.
所以每天都充满希望,
and so every day is filled with hope.
这样祷告就发生功效,
and in this way then our prayer can be effective.
我信主到现在有62年,
I have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for 62 years.
我家里经历好多神迹,
and in my house there have been many miracles.
都是靠祷告都来,
they have all come by prayer.
明天你安排一个分享, 我来组织这个分享,
and then tomorrow there's a sharing session that I am in charge of leading.
就明天下午的两 明天下午3点15分开始我会讲我的见证。
And so tomorrow at 3:10 I will begin telling you my testimonies.
我信主到现在体验多少神迹啊。
And all the miracles that I have experienced since I have believed in Jesus Christ.
明天我会来见证。
And I will testify about them tomorrow.
我来信主不是因为有神迹来信主, 我本来无神论啊。
I did not come to believe in Jesus Christ because of a miracle. I was originally an atheist.
但是我信主后，主耶稣给我体验很多神迹。
But after I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, there were many miracles in my life.
那明天我就见证。
And so tomorrow I will testify.
那诸的神迹啊，都是体验，都是祷告得来的体验。
And all of these miracles, they all came forth through prayer.
我们 教会是真教会啊。
Our prayer is the true church.
我们有圣灵，有真理，有神迹奇事。
In our church, there are signs and miracles.
所以只要有信心祷告，就会得到。
And so as long as we have faith in our prayer, we can receive.
啊，我们现在要开始要祷告。
And so now we're going to begin our prayer.
不管你有什么需要，你主要平心向前求。
No matter what needs we have, as long as we come before God to pray for them.
好像耶稣一开始求就说：“神啊，我感谢你已经听我。”
And just like Jesus said that, Lord, I believe, thank you for already listening to me.
好像以利亚没有祷告就说已经有多雨响声，后来真的下大雨。
And like Elijah said, before he even prayed, that there was a sound of abundance of rain.
求神给我们这个信心啊。
And we ask God to give us this faith.
好，一起来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray.